lots of problems, so who's gonna solve them? Don't ever get old, don't you ever get old. When you're learning to speak now, making some noise now.
Excellent advice there from Matt Adams and his band The Blank Tapes. That song is called Don't Ever Get Old, and it's on the band's new album Vacation, which just came out May 14th on Antenna Farm Records. Matt Adams, based out of Los Angeles, California, and he's created a very sunny album there. He is on tour promoting that now, and I caught them at the Riot Room about a week ago. So there's photos and my account of that show up on the Too Much Rock website now. I got lots of good music this week. I'm going to jump into something else bright and nice now. This is Rogue Wave with College. right. Well, in that very smart set of pop there with John Vanderslice's song for David Berman, that is on the new album Dagger Beach, which John self-released on June 11th this year. John's recently reinvented his career, dropping out of the label game and making his own rules on when albums come out, what's on them, and when he tours. Some interesting articles out there online, hunt those down, and know that he funded that album partially by Kickstarter. And if you were one of those contributors, you got that album very early, as well as a album of him recording Diamond Dogs, the David Bowie album, and lots of rarities as well. And I did pick those up, so I'll have those tracks for you in the coming weeks. Before that, we heard from Painted Palms, a band out of San Francisco as well. That song is called Upper Floors, and that's on the Nothing Lasts Long EP that they self-released June 12th of this year. And I think that's one that you can pick up for free on their website, or maybe it's a name your price, but that song there is wonderful. And the rest of the EP has its moments as well. And we started the set off there with Rogue Wave with the song College. That is on the new album Nightingale Floors, which came out on Vagrant Records on June 4th of this year. That song I really, really like. The rest of the album doesn't do as much for me, but that one's really good. Looking at time here, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music. I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Since time is short, let's jump into another track here. This song is called Sadie, and it's by the band Tyrannosaurus Dead.
Trying to find and keep the dream of poison. song she wrote was "Do We Ever Dream of Horses? Dream of Horses? Dream of Horses? Dream of Horses?" The best looking boys are taken, the best looking girls are staying inside. So do me with us that leave you walking the street from morning to night, with a star upon your shoulder lighting up the path that you walk. With a parrot on your shoulder saying everything when you talk. If you're ever feeling blue, then write another song about your dream of horses. Write a song about your dream of horses. Call it Judy and the Dream of Horses. Call it Judy and the Dream of Horses. Dream of Horses. La-da-da-ba, Dream of Horses. La-da-da-ba, Dream of Horses. La-da-da-ba, Dream of Horses.
I hope that last one didn't scare you too much. That was the Tiger Milks with the song Judy and the Dream of Horses, of course a Belle and Sebastian cover. That is only 4 songs, 7-inch, We Don't Stand a Chance, that are all Belle and Sebastian covers. Recorded in 2007, released as a 7-inch in 2011 on Silver Sprocket Bicycle Club, and then just released digitally last week via a Bandcamp site. Go out there, download that, as the band is looking to raise some money to record another 7-inch. Can you really go wrong with pop-punk covers of twee bands? Before that, we heard from Tyrannosaurus Dead with the song Sadie. That is a band out of Brighton in the UK. That is on the band's EP Pure Apart, which was released on Oddbox Records very recently, maybe just in the last week or so, I'm not sure. Oddbox putting out some great twee and indie pop, and that album there is a little more gutsy than what you normally find from Oddbox, but I'm a fan of that. Looking at time now, it's time to wrap things up, I guess. I want to let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 249. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media sites like Facebook or Twitter at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, a lot of things coming up in Kansas City, and I might be at some of them. On the 19th, Mountain Goats at the Record Bar. The 21st is that free Matt and Kim show at KC Live. The 25th, you have your choice of Jonathan Richman at the Record Bar or Valiant Thor at Riot Room. I think I'm going to try to catch both. Uncluded are playing at the Record Bar on the 28th, I think, as is Train Dodge at the Riot Room that night. The 29th, you have Nude Beach at the Replay, there's a Ghosty Hospital Ship show at Frank's North Star that same night as well. Looking into June, there's all sorts of things coming up. The All Stars Tour, I'm definitely going to be a part of there and catch some emo and metalcore that, is always fun to go to because the shows are entertaining, even if the music isn't something that Too Much Rock is normally into. I'm on Amarth, looking forward, Smith Westerns, Bob Mould. I'm going to head up to Toronto for Riot Fest. I've got to catch one of those three announced replacement shows. Oh Brother coming soon, and way down the future, we got Rancid and so many other shows. Finn Troll is coming. Lots of things happening. Already announcing shows into December. It's kind of crazy. So let's wrap things up here. We got a track here from Downfall of Gia. The song is called Asphyxia, and it's on the album Suffocating in the Swarm of Cranes. This is released on Metal Babe Records last October, a band out of Hanover in Germany that is, again, one of those post-black metal bands, a little bit of post-rock, a little bit of metal, a little bit of doom, lots of elements in here that mix well together. And I have been gentle on you this time and picked a track without vocals. That way it works a little bit better. You guys can just close your eyes and pretend it's just, explosions in the sky or something, because there isn't any howling or screaming or grunting that would scare your delicate indie sensibilities. So let's end it here. This is Downfall of Gia with the song Asphyxia. The band will be out on tour here shortly and hoping to get them into Kansas City. They have an open slot between Denver and St. Louis, so it only makes sense. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.